In previous books, like The Devil in the White City and Isaac Storm, best-selling author Eric Larson has used everyday people to tell the story of larger historical events and trends. But in his latest offering, The Splendid and the Vile, a saga of Churchill, family, and defiance during the Blitz, Larson explores Winston Churchill's turbulent first year as Britain's wartime prime minister. Eric Larson joins us by Skype from Southampton, New York. Mr. Larson, thanks so much for being with us. As I say, this is a little bit of a departure for you. And as you say in the book, in the acknowledgments, so much has been written about Winston Churchill. What led you to this story?
The long story is I moved to New York from Seattle. And upon arriving in New York, I had this epiphany about the true nature of 9/11 for New Yorkers and how an order of magnitude more vivid and wrenching it was than for those of us who watched it even in real time on TV, as we did. And it made me start thinking, well, how on earth then did the British, the people in London, endure 57 consecutive nights of bombing during Germany's major air campaign against Britain in 1940-41? And then I started thinking, you know, that might be an interesting subject to explore in a book. I thought about writing about the typical London family. And then I thought about how about the quintessential London family, that being Churchill, his family, his advisors. How on earth did they do?
And you do focus on family. There is a focus on what you call the routine insults of daily life in Churchill's family with his wife and daughter and son and daughter-in-law.
I think my favorite character in the book, honestly, is Mary Churchill, Churchill's 17-year-old daughter, 17 at the start of the action, 18 in 1941. She provides this really compelling, charming insight into how life was lived during such a wrenching time. I mean, she's a very astute observer. She loves her father very, very much. She's also a 17-year-old girl who really likes to have a good time. She goes out with young RAF pilots. There's a reference to periodic references to snogging in the hayloft, all of which gives this kind of balanced perspective about, you know, the fact that life actually, you know, life went on. They had a good time, you know, in between raids.
And you tell a lot of that story, not just of the Churchill family, but of everyday Londoners.
That's a big part of what appealed to me. Of course, very, very different compared to the whole coronavirus phase of our world right now. But, you know, they were in between raids. People would go out to clubs. They'd go out to restaurants. They'd go out to bars. And they'd have a great time. But life went on.
I want to talk about Churchill. You say that he wasn't what drew you to this story, but he is certainly the center of the book. I'm curious,
yes.
What surprised you in your research about Churchill? What delighted you about Churchill?
What I really, really loved and what was sort of new, very new to me, is that Churchill was a lot of fun. I mean, according to his staff, he was rude, he was inconsiderate, he was capricious, but he was an awful lot of fun to work for. They loved him for that.
You also talk about his understanding of the importance of public perception. The first night
yes.
of bombing in London, you write that he was intent on touring the damaged parts of the city and, most importantly, doing so as visibly as possible.
Yeah, this is one of the most important things about leadership. He made it a point to visit bombed-out areas, as he put it, to leave headquarters now and then. He was very aware of the power of symbolic acts. Even something as simple as never deigning to call Hitler by his name. He referred to him as that man or that wicked man.
You talked a little bit about the coronavirus, what America's going through right now. And you write that in the midst of the Blitz, Londoners had proven they could take it. But how much longer would they be able to do so? As you watch Americans respond, as you watch Americans bear up with what's going on, with confronting the coronavirus, what are your thoughts?
I think one thing that is very, 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 very important about now versus the coronavirus versus the Blitz is the nature of Churchill's leadership. This was a man, we all know that he was a terrific orator. He could coin a phrase like nobody's business. But the way he structured his speeches was, I think, very, very important. He would give a frank appraisal of what was happening, a frank, sober appraisal. He was not sugarcoating anything. But then he would provide reason for optimism, real reason for optimism, actual concrete thoughts about what could be done, what was being done to try to resolve this existential problem of the German raids on Britain. And then he would finish invariably with some wonderful rhetorical flourish that, metaphorically speaking, would have people leaping from their chairs, ready to fight, you know, as if they themselves were out there on the beach. And that was a gift. We could use a little of that right now, honestly, but that was a gift.
The book is The Splendid and the Vile. The author is Eric Larson. Eric Larson, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.